You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 89, Chronology in the Gospels. Today's challenge. The Gospels sometimes record events in Jesus' ministry in different orders and thus contradict each other. Today's defense. These are not contradictions. Ancient authors had the liberty to record events chronologically or non-chronologically. Even in our modern time-obsessed world, biographers have liberty to arrange material in non-chronological ways. A biography of Abraham Lincoln might devote a chapter to his thoughts on slavery and race relations rather than breaking this material up and covering it repeatedly throughout a chronological account of his career. Similarly, Jesus' ethical and prophetic teachings might be put together in single sections of a gospel, as with Matthew's Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5-7, and the Olivet Discourse, Matthew 24 and 25. In the ancient world, people usually did not have day-by-day records of a person's life. The memory of what a great man did persisted, but not precisely when he did things. Recording material in a non-chronological order was thus expected. This is true even of the most famous men in the world. See Suetonius's Lives of the 12 Caesars, which records the words and deeds of the Caesars without a detailed chronology. Ultimately, what a great man said and did was considered important, but not precisely when the events happened. That's why the former were remembered and the latter were not. Jesus gave his teachings on many occasions, but without having a detailed chronology available, the evangelists sequenced them according to topical and literary considerations. The same was true of many individual deeds Jesus performed, such as healings. This is not to say that the evangelists give us no chronological information. Some events obviously occurred before or after others. Thus, his baptism, with which he inaugurated his ministry, is toward the beginning of the Gospels, and the crucifixion is at the end. Sometimes chronological details were remembered, such as the fact Jesus performed a particular healing on a Sabbath, Mark 3:1-6, or that John the Baptist's ministry began in the 15th year of Tiberius Caesar, Luke 3:1-3. Or that certain events in Jesus' life took place on major Jewish feasts. See John 2:13, 6:4, 7:2, etc. It is thus possible to glean chronological information from the Gospels.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.